Hanukkah, Habayis LeDavid. right. That was lovely. So, where do we want to go next? I have to verify my... Yes, I am trying to sign in. Yes, it's me. Okay, good. So, there's something from Israel 21st Century. Dad develops life-saving wristband after son nearly drowns. It weighs just 20 grams. It's worn like a wristband and inflates like a foil balloon with 8 liters of hydrogen foam to keep a swimmer afloat. How brilliant. This is an article by John Jaffe. Help us. Okay, so that is great. Let's see, get a little bit more from this article. If I can get this to open up, come on. Yep. Here we go. Oh. Matan Shaini almost drowned in freak occurrence, but his brush with death inspired a wristband that could save many lives. Okay, so this is more than enough to keep an average adult 85 kilograms or 187 pounds afloat in an emergency until help arrives. The mechanism is remarkably small, weighing just 20 grams, less than 3/4 of an ounce, and tucks away unobtrusively into what looks like nothing more than a tennis player's sweatband. Well, that is just absolutely brilliant. Matan's father, Noam Shaini, a former fighter pilot turned engineer and high-tech entrepreneur, resolved to create a wearable buoyancy aid as he sat with his son, then age 25, recovering in the hospital after his ordeal almost 6 years ago. He was adamant that the device should be attractive and fashionable so that people would want to wear it. There was already something on the market that did a similar job, a device called Kingi, which is about the size of a wallet. Noam Shaini spent 3 years trying in vain to classify a chemical process that would take up far less space and would be more effective at saving lives. He teamed up with fellow entrepreneurs Eldad Orel and Omri Dagan, and in 2021 they founded Neomer, based in Kfar Ches, central Israel. 2 years ago, we met up with some very smart people in a laboratory here in Israel, together with some very creative Russian advisors, said Erel, the company's CEO. Well, there's lots more about this. Go to Israel 21st Century to read more about this. It's brilliant. There's so many good things that come out of the technology in Israel. All right, so I'm waiting for the phone to ring with Sarah Sherpa. I'm going to put her CD so that it's ready for when we are on. And let's see, let's put on something else. How about something from Lev Tahor? Oh, I just, okay. We'll listen to we'll go to Haverim in just a second here.
Come here, my heart.
Okay, so let me say hello to Sarah. Yes?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. You're coming in good. And Andre is also there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you sound good. Okay, great. So I'm just pulling up information about your events. So welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm happy to host you in this digital age, whatever.
Thank you.
I like having people in the studio, but this is second best. So you're doing a residency at NEC?
Exactly. I've been here since Monday.
Working
with the students, yes.
And how is that going?
It's been wonderful. It's been really great. We are presenting two projects tonight. And so, like, we've been working with almost, like, 12 or 15 students from NEC. Everybody has been really great and learning all the music and great energy at rehearsals. So it's been wonderful.
So it looks like, I'm trying to see who all is joining you. Now, if people want to come, the event is at 8 o'clock at the New England Conservatory. It's at Brown Hall, which is at 290 Huntington Avenue. And guitarist Matos, who's on the line with us, and pianist Dove Mansky. Do you want to mention some of the other folks who are joining you?
Well, I have many, many students playing with us. Yeah, so this is the trio, the core trio. We just released an album called Nightbirds.
Right, right.
Last week, so... we also, the three of us, we are alumni from NEC, you know, so this is a great opportunity to come back and, you know, spend time with the students and make music with them and share our experiences with them.
So on the CD, there's yourself and Andre. You're on voice. Andre is on electric and acoustic guitars, also bass and percussion. That is very busy on certain tracks. And then we also have Dove Mansky on piano and synth. Yao, is it right? Yao, is that how you say it? Yao Pereira?
Yao Pereira, yes.
Okay, on drums. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Sophia Jernberg on voice on certain tracks. Okung Lee, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And on cello, and Lorenzo, is that the way to say it, mm-hmm. Lorenzo? On voice.
Yeah.
So I have the first track, Heat Up, Ready to Play, if that's a good one that we can start us off with.
I think maybe the second track.
Second track?
Great.
Okay.
Carlos.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do that. And it's called Carlos, and it's a composition by Andre Matos. And let's have a listen to that. Wow, that is so lovely. So,
thank you.
Such sweet atmospheric energy. That's really your specialty, I think, using your mm-hmm. voice in such a lyrical and also a very haunting way.
Thank you.
Yes, it's very different. So it says that your musical identity is informed by your Portuguese culture and the creative artistic environment of New York. So what about the Portuguese culture would you point to that is evident in your work? Neither one of you could answer.
Yeah, well, I could probably answer because this is a composition of mine.
Uh-huh.
It explains the... mainly the fact that we, first of all, we grew up with a different language, it's a different different speaking language, and just brought up in a different culture. We're vaguely informed also by the music that we heard as in our childhoods. Whether it was Portuguese or not, but it's hard to pinpoint like one specific aspect of the culture that influences us. It's more like a global global thing, a perspective that we have as people who were born and grew up in Portugal.
Sure. So. Are some of the musicians that are on this album people that you knew or met at your time at NEC?
Yeah, so both me and Sarah, we went to NEC together and back in 2006.
Uh-huh.
And we met Dove Mansky, the piano player.
Dove, okay.
He's definitely a...
Is Dove by any chance Israeli?
No.
No, because that name Dove sometimes is an Israeli name. What is his?
His grandfather is a survivor from.
So it is a Jewish name. Okay, so yeah.
It is a Jewish name, mm-hmm. but he's not Israeli.
He's not Israeli, right? Dove. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So go ahead. you met him,
We met Dove, and. Over the years, we've been playing on and off, and for the past, I'd say like 3 or 4 years, we've been collaborating a little more intensely with Dove. He's been playing with me and Sarah in mostly this project, our duo project, for which we write music. And many times we do play duo, but other times we also have musicians participating, and Dove has been one of the main
contributors. Great. I'm just seeing a quote here from Anne's PR. She said, "The chemistry and teamwork are close to perfect. Matos's delicate, lyrical electric guitar, intricate and hypnotic, is the perfect foil for Serpa's mostly wordless vocals, which are cool, calm, and precise." Alan Morrison of Downbeat Magazine. Ooh-wah! That's pretty lovely. So let's see. You've got some other folks that are going to be with you. Thomas Morgan on bass and Leslie Muck on drums. And again, that's New York City. That's I'm reading the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got Dove on piano. Okay, so it's you were at the Regatta Bar. I missed that.
Yes, we were there on Saturday.
Trio. How was that?
It was really great.
Oh, I'm sure it was great, fabulous.
Yeah.
Very, very
great
nice.
Great audience.
I haven't been in the Regatta Bar for a while. I used to be there a lot of times. So that's a nice space. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. And a very much needed space in Boston.
Right. Absolutely. So it says that Sherpa is widely acclaimed as one of the premier vocalists of her generation. Wow. And was crowned the 2020 Vocalist of the Year by NPR. Matos has been praised as one of the kings of melody by the New York Music Daily. Together, their music has been described as decidedly otherworldly and totally original. That's the classic arts and a perfect musical union. O Publico. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Well, let's hear another selection off your CD. What? Which one do you think?
Can we listen to Family?
Family. Okay, we can do that. Okay, so if you've just tuned in, where have you been? You're listening to The Voicemobile here at WMFO in Medford. And I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. I am speaking with Sarah Sherpa and Andre Matos, who are in for residency at the NEC, and they will be performing this evening at 8 o'clock. We'll give you more details about that, but we're going to listen to one of the selections off their new CD, Nightbirds, and hope you will enjoy. That was a surprise. It sort of stopped in the middle, and then it kept going, and I was ready for it to continue on some more. Mm-hmm. You get into a kind of a groove there where you just feel like you could just swim along with it. It's really...
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's... This is a good CD if people are, you know, feeling like they need some sort of a vitamin. This is a good, not energizing, but sort of centering and calming.
Great.
Yeah. I'm curious if you listened at all or were influenced by Laurie Anderson. Do you know who she is?
Of course I know.
Yeah.
And I deeply respect her and admire her work. I didn't grow up listening to Laurie Anderson. I think I only came to discover her work once we moved to New York, and I have had the chance to watch her perform several times. You know, she's definitely, an innovator, and she's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, not to say that you are imitating or anything, but she's somebody else who's off in her own kind of realm of experimental use of mm-hmm. the voice and the use of her musicians as well. I've had the privilege of hearing her perform a couple of times in person, and it was really kind of mesmerizing. So I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to your performance tonight. I wanted to give the details again. So it's this evening at 8 o'clock at New England mm-hmm. Conservatory, Brown Hall, 290 Huntington Avenue in Boston. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
There is going to be a free concert reception also at 6:30.
Okay, and but that's in a different location, right?
I think it's the same place.
It's the same place,
I believe.
Okay, because
yes.
Why do I have 255 St. Bartholomew Street? What's that?
That's okay. So maybe my mistake.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So the performance actually is free. So people
yes,
could
everything
come.
Everything is free, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I'll have to navigate with my vehicle to figure out where I'm going to be. But hopefully I will find my way down there from, I'm at Tufts University up in glorious Medford.
Nice.
Yeah.
We look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, I look forward to coming. So hopefully I don't have too much of a problem where to put the car. I always wanted to have a situation where I could put the car into my watch, you know, and then press a button and it would come out. It hasn't happened quite yet, but So is there anything else about the concert tonight that you'd like to share with people who might be inspired to come out?
Well, I think it's going to be two different projects, as I said. It's been really beautiful to work with all the students, and I think it's going to be a great night of music. So I hope people can join us and listen to all these that we have to share.
Right. So it says a collection of original compositions, improvisations, and a Bartok bagatelle, a dozen tracks on Nightbirds, that's the CD we've been hearing, reflect on the fast-paced societies of the modern world. Oh, yeah. Questioning the consumption and exploitation of natural ecosystems. Very much going on. Sherpa's distinctive singing and Matos's spectacular sonic landscapes are enhanced by original and creative artists in jazz and improvised music, including they mentioned Dov Mansky, and then there's Korean avant-garde cellist Oh King Lung, John Zorn, he used to play with, and different folks, Ethiopian Swedish experimental vocalist Sophia Jernberg, she's on the CD, and Portuguese up-and-coming drummer João Pereira, and your child Lorenzo, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, correct.
Is your child here with you during this residency?
No.
No.
He's his grandma in New York. Yes.
How old is he?
Nine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a little bit much. So there are two previous albums of the duo, Primavera in 2014 and All the Dreams, 2016. I tried to find, I think I have a copy of that, but I couldn't locate it. So that was produced close to the birth of your child. And let's see.
Maybe Joyce,
you have to go.
We are about to start our sound check. Yes. So we, hate to interrupt.
Okay, no, it's fine. I know your time is limited. So I'm going to go out with, what track would you like me to go out with?
Could we play Degrowth? That features Sophia Jernberg.
Degrowth, okay, sure.
Yes.
That would be great. And thank you so much for taking the time in your busy schedule.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Okay. And, I look forward to meeting both of you.
Okay. Yes, likewise. See you later. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fly less, drive less, walk more, slow down, buy less, waste less, look more, listen more, go. Oh.
don't drink and drive. Well, seems like that would make sense, really. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Huh. Even very damaged PSAs can be repaired with mending tape. Unfortunately, people killed by drunk drivers cannot. Good postscript there. All right. Been listening to some music from Andy Statman, Rikud Dance by Rabbi Israel Dantob of Motzitz from a CD called Awakening from Above. And we're going to go now to a new CD from the folks at the Israel Bookstore over in Brookline on Harvard Street. The Gift of Shabbos. And here we go.
So join me, friends, and I bless you and me and all of us. We should walk the streets of the world and tell the world, we have such good merchandise. We have the Heilige Shabbos. Yeyes mecho be'malchus cho. Yeyes mecho be'malchus cho. Yeyes mecho be'malchus cho. Shem levei Shabbat v'ayne yayne. Hayida lach shnai shamet. Hayida lach shnai Shabbos, Yidal Lach Shnai, 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 Gewalt, he was sending messages to every Yid in the world. We send you a little Shabbos, a little Gan Eden, a little hope, a little warmth.
Okay, that's Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach. And that was Yismichu. Okay, I want to share a little bit more from this wonderful book, this workbook. It's 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. And this is now Tishrei 20 is the date today. The Power of Bonding. There are only 2 or 3 days left to sit in the sukkah. This is the booth, the temporary dwelling that we construct for the holiday of Sukkot. So now is the time to seize what remains of the opportunity to spend as much time in the sukkah as possible and make the most of the special energy that Sukkot brings. Now, if you're here at the Tufts campus, I'm sure that the Hillel has put up a sukkah. I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm sure it's near to the Hillel office. And there's also Chabad in Medford. And there's also a synagogue in Medford, Temple Shalom. So they all have sukkahs. When you are sitting in the sukkah, you're bound to become aware that something is surrounding you and everyone else is sitting there with you. As the Song of Songs says of this time, His right hand embraces me. This is the encompassing light of God. You sense that something beyond you is nevertheless with you. This is the time to open yourself to something greater. But remember that a cup that's filled has no room for anything in it. You have to empty your cup a little to allow something new in. If you want change, you cannot be filled only with yourself and only with your solutions, especially if they haven't worked. being inspired to change is not enough. The power of inspiration is limited if the inspiration is not integrated. It drifts away. I'm just realizing I turned the page for tomorrow. That's for tomorrow. Today, is actually Tishrei, let's see, I've got my pages goofed up here, Tishrei 19, a time to laugh and a time to dance. The Rebbes tell us that what we accomplish on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur through tears, we can accomplish on Sukkot and Simchas Torah through joy. The obvious question is, if you can accomplish the same thing with joy as with tears, who needs tears? Why not just skip Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and go straight to Sukkot? But here's the secret. You can't reach the necessary state of joy unless you can cry first. True joy is not about denial or escape. It is a celebration of the gift of life and the mission with which we were charged. Such joy comes hand in hand with accountability and responsibility, and the need, when necessary, to be sensitive and shed some tears over our lost opportunities and mistakes. In other words, there is a time to cry and a time to rejoice, as we learn from the famous book authored by King Solomon, the Book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, which some read during Sukkot. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. The secret we need to master is how to ride the rhythms of life. This holiday season teach us exactly that, because it's all about cycles. What particularly stands out is the cycle of seven. Tishrei is the seventh month. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, important prayers are recited seven times. 7 days connect Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot lasts 7 days. On Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, or rather on Hashanah Rabbah, we circle the Bima, the altar, 7 times, reciting 7 Hashanot praises. Then finally, on Shmini Atzeret, we celebrate Simchas Torah, circling the Bima 7 times again, while reciting 7 verses and dancing 7 hakafot, or circlings. 7 is the cycle of time, the cycle of existence, the cosmic cycle. The secret to a balanced life is aligning ourselves with the inner cycles, rhythms of existence, to know when to cry and when to dance, because there is a time for everything. Joy has the power to transcend barriers, Simcha Paretz Geder. When you dance with joy, you break down walls and all forms of limits and constraints. It's a quote from the Rebbe Shalom Bear. Well, this is a wonderful workbook. I've enjoyed sharing that with you. Let's go now to, let's see, where did I want to go next? I think we did that. Let's do this one. 11.
Torah. Let's give kavod to the Torah. Let us all rejoice in Simchat Torah. Let's give kavod to the Torah. Let us all Simchat Torah. Let's give kavod to the Torah.
That's fun. Let us all rejoice. Oh, this is a great CD. I'm having fun with this. So let's listen to one more from this. That was the Voices of Israel Singers. And let's see. We have I Will Rejoice. Let's try that one. Very cute. And that is by Nava Loden. The CD is called Tabernacle Songs, Hataklit Music, Jewish Holiday Song Series. It's wonderful. All right, so we're going to go now to something from Rebbe Soul, A One-Man Musical Journey from Bruce Berger. Thank you.
estrellas de los cielos, qué herida. Ellas son que relumbran. En ellas no hay firmeza, niña de mi corazón, ya me abasta la mija pasión. Prima vez que yo te vi, qué herida. En mi alma entrate, rayón de sol me dates, niña de mi corazón, en mis ojos relumbras.